All right, welcome to this special podcast, The Truth About Inflation. And once again, the alt media was right and the corporate mainstream media was wrong. Janet Yellen has just come out and basically said, it looks like it is going to be inflation. Now, it's not just transitory now, she admits, and she was wrong. And she said, basically, there's no way anybody could have known that inflation was going to get so out of control. And when they say out of control, they're citing the lowball government figures, like, what, 8%? They're saying that's crazy high. What about the real numbers? 20%, you know, 20 plus percent on many items, food, fuel. Have you seen gas prices lately? They just jumped like 20 cents yesterday. Just and boom, another 20 cents. The average gas price is very close to $5 a gallon. And it's going to go higher. And oil's going higher. Oil's going to be $175 a barrel in a couple more months. By the end of the year, oh, who knows? But I would not be surprised if Americans are paying $10 a gallon for gas. That's right, $10 a gallon by the end of this year. I wouldn't be surprised. That's not a prediction. I would not at all be surprised if that were to happen. So it's not transitory. It's very real. And it's not just fuel. It's also, of course, food. And this is what is really just hammering so many people now, and the food riots are coming. So, of course, I've been talking about the food riots now for, what, more than 6 months? I think 8 months I've been warning about food riots. It was late last year that I started talking about this, and the fertilizer collapse, the collapse in global food production, even before the Ukraine-Russia conflict situation. I knew food was being destroyed in the infrastructure. I knew that mass starvation was coming. It was all being engineered. This is part of the depopulation agenda. But now even Yellen, you know, a deep state financial hack. I mean, Janet Yellen, just like all these other people who are, quote, leaders running the country, I mean, they're all idiots. They have no idea what they're doing. They're living in fairy tale lands. Just consider it to be, let's say, transgenderism for finances or something. They're living in the MMT theory, which is kind of like LGBT theory, where they think they can just say that money printing doesn't matter. And this is why she was shocked when all the money printing that she oversaw at the Fed, by the way, when she was with the Fed, before she became, you know, Treasury Secretary, she oversaw massive printing of money. And then she claims to be totally shocked that money creation led to inflation. Did she not study economics 101? Because inflation is the increase in the money supply. I mean, that's the definition of it. And what were they doing over the last several years? Just printing trillions upon trillions of dollars. And then for her to sit there and say, well, it's only going to be transitory, or there's no way that anybody could have seen that this was going to be actual inflation. Now, give me a break. I mean, she's an idiot. But they're all idiots. They're all dumb as rocks, but they pretend to be experts. They pretend to have authority. And their pretentiousness comes across, so their arrogance, talking down to the people. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. We're the Fed. We're the Treasury. We see all the numbers. No, you're blind to all the numbers. You see nothing. It's those of us in the independent media, we see the truth. And we've been talking about the truth for quite a long time. So let's break this down into practical matters for you listening. And you've heard me say this many times. You've got to translate dollars into something that will hold value. Because right now, your dollars are losing anywhere from 2 to 3% per month in purchasing power. 2 to 3% per month. And by the end of the year, you could be paying $1,000 a month in gasoline. You know, depending on your driving habits and commute and so on, but a lot of Americans will be paying $1,000 a month. And some truckers will be paying, I don't know, $1,000 every 2 days or something, probably, as they're traversing the country delivering goods. So you've got to protect yourself. And the only way to do that, as far as I know, and I've been studying this for a long, long time, you've got to get out of dollars and into assets that hold value. And you know what those are. It's gold and silver. It's land. It's ammunition, firearms. Some people like to collect, I don't know, historical artifacts, antiques. Antique guns, I hear, are pretty lucrative. I don't know. I'm not into antiques of anything except stuff that works, like old sewing machines. Yeah, I like that. But some people are into stamps and collectibles and things like that. Okay, whatever. If that's your area of expertise, go for it. But for the rest of us, it's gold and silver and land and ammo and maybe used vehicles or even, I guess, new vehicles, tractors, you know, things like that, things that have real value. And gold and silver are the most liquid, and they have withstood every collapse in the history of human civilization. Gold and silver. I mean, those are the best options, bar none. You know, physical gold and silver in your hands. And remember, they don't give you a return on investment. And don't look at gold and silver as something that is a speculative investment that you buy it because you want it to go up. No, you buy gold and silver because you want to freeze your assets and stop losing them. So remember, your dollar is losing 2 to 3% per month right now. If you trade dollars for silver, let's say, silver is basically going to hold its value. Now, I understand it may go up or down a little bit because of the artificial price manipulation versus the dollar. But if you look at gold and silver versus other world currencies, silver has just been very steady, even for thousands of years. The same value, you know, you can trade it for the same stuff, and you've been able to do so for actual millennia. And the same is true with gold. So that's where you save your assets and stop the losses. Now, by the way, if you're buying gold and silver, I told this story in my Situation Update podcast, true story. I was testing some online retailers, and I bought one gold coin from this one online retailer that I'm not going to mention. They're not a sponsor or anything. I was trying to see if they're any good. And they didn't give me the choice of how to deliver it. And so they chose to deliver it via the U.S. Postal Service. And the U.S. Postal Service stole the coin. They literally, somebody in the post office signed my name. They even gave me a printout. I have the copy of the signature. It's not my signature. I still have that. They signed my name. And they collected the package, even though I had actually paid extra money for a service that the post office offers. It's called Package Intercept. So I paid, I think it was $15 for Package Intercept in order for the post office to hold the package and request that I show up with my ID and then I sign for it and claim it. And that way I could be assured that, you know, they're going to keep it safe, right? Because you would think, well, nobody's going to steal from the post office, you know, because that's a felony crime. Well, except the people that work there do, you see. So they signed my name. They stole it. They stole a gold coin package. Only one gold coin in it, but still, that's about $2,000, right? And then after I filed a complaint with the shipper, and then they filed a complaint with the post office, then the post office magically found the package, and they delivered it. And they put a sticky note on it, and I kid you not, and I still have the sticky note. And, you know, in case anyone questions, I'm keeping all the evidence. I've got the signature, I've got the sticky note. The sticky note said something along the lines of, the kids buried this under a pile, and we just now found it. Sorry about that. And when they say the kids, they mean the younger employees at the post office. So basically, the post office steals your gold. And then they sit on it for a couple of weeks and wait to see if you actually complain. And if you don't, it's just gone. They just keep it. They have a little bonus for working at the post office there. And by the way, I'm not saying that every post office employee is this way. Most of them are not, but there are plenty of thieves in the post office. There are thieves in you know, every carrier. But it only showed up after we complained. And then they had this lame excuse. Oh, we just found it. Oh, really? Yeah. So if you have anything shipped from any gold retailer, do not ship it via the Postal Service because they will steal it. I've had the best success with UPS. In fact, a UPS is the best carrier by far. I've never had any precious metals lost from UPS, whereas I've had FedEx like drop stuff off at the wrong address, the wrong door, you know, just like throwing packages at the gate. Here, you know. Like FedEx, I don't know how they hire people. They must be advertising on pizza boxes or something. They're getting the worst people for these new drivers. It's just incredible. UPS runs a better shop, let me tell you. I'm way more impressed with UPS right now than I am with anybody else. Oh, and if you want a source that I trust for gold and silver coins, of course, Our sponsor is the Treasure Island Precious Metals Company, and you can find them at metalswithmike.com. I don't earn a commission on that. They sponsor the podcast, and they sponsor Brighteon. And shop around. Seriously, shop around. Nobody else has these competitive prices with actual inventory on hand and guaranteed insured delivery to make sure it gets into your hands and great customer service and all that. And that's why I continue to recommend them, metalswithmike.com. I've had other precious metals companies want to come in and be a sponsor, even paying more. And I've turned that down because the Treasure Island Company has done such a great job with our customers and getting people what they need. So that's my recommendation, metalswithmike.com. Now, one disclaimer, I've started throwing in disclaimers here for, I don't know, I just figured it's probably a good idea from a legal perspective. But I'm not your financial advisor, right? And I don't know your particular situation. So make sure you get trusted professional financial advice and risk assessment advice and so on. And if you're looking at gold and silver as a speculative investment, you're looking at it wrong. You know, you could buy silver, it could go down, but it's only down in dollars. So that, I mean, that's, in my view, that's the wrong way to look at it. Silver holds its own value. It's dollars that are moving up or down based on a lot of manipulation out there, but gold and silver hold value. So anyway, get good financial advice, take steps to protect your assets, and do not use the Postal Service to ship anything that you don't want stolen. That's my advice right there. And I think that very few people would disagree with that, especially even people who work at the post office who are honest people. They probably observed, you know, thieves running around there on the back shelves or whatever. Oh, look, let's bury this, you know. I don't trust the post office one bit when it comes to delivering packages. But thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also, of course, brighteon.com. Take care.